and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington, and we start with the sound of an explosion in western Japan, where the Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida, was about to speak, courtesy of NHK television.
Footage from the scene appears to show security teams tackling a young man to the ground. He's restrained before being bundled away. There's clearly panic in the crowd. The Prime Minister was not hurt and was rapidly taken to safety, but the sense of urgency was understandable. Fumio Kishida's predecessor, Shinzo Abe, was shot dead last year while delivering a campaign speech. Japan prides itself on being a safe country. Incidents like this are sure to alarm the government.
BBC radio reporter Rory Gallimore. For 5 days, the U.S. Supreme Court allows no change in the availability of a widely used abortion pill that a Texas federal judge last week ordered stopped. Meantime,
with strict new abortion laws in effect in southern states, women are finding it more difficult to terminate pregnancies.
We know in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, there's no access. Georgia also has a six-week fetal cardiac activity ban.
Stephanie Frame is with Planned Parenthood in Florida, another restrictive state. Her group is fighting back.
We are working with a patient navigation system.
They are using individuals called navigators to help women in these states find ways to get legal abortions.
Help patients find an appointment somewhere else in the United States.
Steve Futterman, CBS News.
The Democratic governor of Kansas has just vetoed a bill that would have penalized doctors accused of not providing enough care to infants delivered alive during certain kinds of abortion procedures. 21-year-old Jack Texera, formerly accused of sharing classified Pentagon documents online. And as the young Massachusetts Air National Guardsman faced a federal judge in Boston, area residents had their own take.
We are talking about intelligence that was or should have been highly circumscribed in both the level and the need to know. And yet we had tech support National Guardsmen looking at things that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs was looking at.
The president's trip to the land of his ancestors is over. CBS's Stephen Portnoy was along, too.
Before thousands on the banks of the River Moy, the president said his trip to Ireland felt like a homecoming.
I mean it. I had to be here.
He spoke of the unexpected encounter he had hours earlier at a Catholic shrine.
We didn't know he was there. A former military chaplain.
Father Frank O'Grady gave Beau Biden the last rites at Walter Reed.
It was incredible to see him. It seemed like a sign.
The president spoke of the people of this land as his kin.
I've often said that we Irish are the only people who are actually nostalgic about the future.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Dublin.
After record rains, parts of South Florida now drying out. This is CBS News.
Streamline how you hire with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Guys, fellas, men, are you Roman ready for the weekend? Right now, generic Viagra, a.k.a. Sildenafil, is just $4 per dose at Roman. Just complete a free online visit with a U.S. licensed healthcare professional. If medication is appropriate, Roman sends what you need in discreet packaging with two-day shipping. Generic Viagra from $4 at Roman. Go to ro.co/bed. Do it today and get 20% off your entire first order. That's ro.co/bed.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed. My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 56. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Sunday night through Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover. Semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility. We must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a glorious day. TGIF, calling this show Ebone Bomblastica Eve. What is Bomblastica, you may ask? Well, you're going to have to wait just a minute to be edified. I got my buddy Rocker from Max Inc. Radio joining at 4:20 to give us a preview of the big weekend soiree, the Bomblastica. I understand it's like a 25-year event, and it's happening this weekend, and it's being broadcast on the radio right here, originating from WMDX Mad Radio. I'm originating from the Solidarity Realty Studios. I'm standing up today. Ebone, I'm feeling good. Glorious day. Now, normally, we air the grievances. But if you got something good to say, you could do that as well. The phone number, 844-967-2789. But here's my first grievance of the day. I'm getting ready for this big show. I'm talking to you fine people. You know, my one true passionate love, other than my beautiful wife. And my buddy kind of falls down my priority list when he's on vacation. My buddy sends me this warm greeting. Ciao! Sort of an Italian, how you doing? And then a couple of pictures pop up. And it's Dominic and the godfather of political talk, Bill Press, and they're standing in front of the Roman fountains. These guys are partying in Rome right now, dude. I'm a little envious.
They planned it. They planned this.
They did. I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that Bill was summer vacationing, at least some portion thereof. You know, he's retired. For the most part, still does the Bill Press podcast. I believe they drop Tuesday mornings. But anyways, Bill vacationing in Europe and our little buddy doing the same. So they got together for cocktails. Little vino, one would expect. I don't know what they drank. Dom probably did tequila. They got tequila in Italy. If they do, Dom's drinking it. But he got together with Bill Prest, and then they sent me pictures just to rub it in a little bit. So that's my grievance. But, you know, all things considered, what an awesome thing. To go halfway around the world and see a close friend of ours, a guy we barely ever see, Bill Press. He's come to our town, we've gone to his town, and now Dom's partied with the man in
Rome.
And the FCC is nowhere to be found. They can curse freely.
They could. I'm sure they are. They're probably partying right now. You know, it's some number of hours in front of us. They've probably been doing it for hours already. For all we know, Dom's been in bed for hours. Probably his wife sending the photos. Anyways, it will be a big Friday. I hope we're going to air some grievances or, you know, maybe some gratefuls. Never tried that one before. 844-967-2789. But here's a befuddling Wisconsin lead. Here's what I'm truly troubled by. Not the conclusion, not where we're at today, but where we came from. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. Here's the headline. And I saw this and it immediately struck me that something is incongruent about this headline. Molly Beck, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. GOP, U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden. Now I'm thinking, yeah, I know that guy. That's the extremist insurrectionist that currently serves in the 3rd CD in the state of Wisconsin. Okay, GOP, U.S. Rep. Derek Van Orden, remember, insurrectionist, calls on Wisconsin lawmakers to pass exceptions to abortion ban. Consider 15-week law. And I'm thinking, who is this guy? This is not the Derek Van Orden that ran for the U.S. Congress. And how desperate have these Republicans become? I mean, seriously, how desperate? I talked about this right-wing talk radio the other day. Dan O'Donnell, an inferior product down the dial. One of the big talkers out of Milwaukee and Madison, Dan O'Donnell said, effectively, unless Republicans find some way to turn back the political tide of the Dobbs ruling and the impact it's having on elections, especially here in the Badger State, you know, the example of the Supreme Court race, April 4th, the landslide ass-kicking handed to Dan Kelly, can't spell Kelly without two L's, and he's got two L's in his name. They've changed their stripes. Dan O'Donnell suggested, we've got to solve the abortion problem. Sure, I'm pro-life, but I'll throw all that away to start winning a few more elections. Because practically, this Dobb decision is punching these Republicans right in the face. And they're not so dense at this point that they don't realize that, electorally speaking. So here's the new Derek Van Orden. This is a different Derek Van Orden. I think this is sort of a moderate, reasonable position he's now taking, but that's not what he ran on to get elected. Anyways, let me read. Freshman Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden is calling on on Wisconsin lawmakers to pass legislation that would create exceptions to the state's abortion ban for victims of rape and incest and to consider a new law that bans abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Seems fairly reasonable, fairly moderate. Hell, wasn't it CJ the other day that argued with me that that's his position? Why do we keep putting words in Republicans' mouth? No, I'm reasonable. I'm moderate. Well, this is a different, moderated tone. And again, I heard it on right-wing talk radio. They know this is a problem for their party electorally. So Van Orden, a Republican representing the 3rd Congressional District, said Tuesday that Republicans should consider the measures that he has previously opposed to avoid a scenario where abortion is legalized with no restrictions. Is that the real problem? His comments come a week after liberals took control of the state Supreme Court for the first time since 2008, following a race largely fought over the issue of abortion. Now, this is some revisionist history, isn't it, folks? Roe v. Wade, the law of the land for 50 plus years. I mean, we were basically at a 20-week abortion ban. So what are we're quibbling over 4 weeks here, Van Orden? You're telling me now that you were completely okay with the way the law was, maybe give or take a month. No, sir, that is not the position he had. Anyways, more from this article, Molly Beck. Van Orden, a Republican, I think we mentioned that, 3rd Congressional District. His comments come a week after liberals took control of the court. We talked about that. Here's his quote. we have to understand that we need to work collectively. This is certainly a change of tone. For our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, and our neighbors as Americans. Now we're all singing Kumbaya? Is that it, Van Orden? Suddenly you're my good neighbor? We have to do that, and that takes precedence over everything. Van Orden said in an interview on Right Wing Talk Radio, I'm going to ask everybody, put aside your differences. You have to be able to understand that you're never going to get everything you want. You went to the U.S. Capitol to object and try to overturn the free will of the American people, you know, the ones that elected Joe Biden their president, Van Orden. I haven't forgotten about all that. More from Van Orden's quote. We should have a law in the state of Wisconsin right now that says we have exceptions for the life of the mother, rape and incest, and we need to talk about a pain-capable 15-week limit on abortion. Again, this is a complete change of direction for this guy. We have to discuss these things, and it's deeply troubling to me as a Christian to even bring these things up. But you know what? We have to understand where we're at every single time. We can save a single human baby's life. It's the right thing to do. And with the Supreme Court getting flipped, we could very reasonably have or conceivably have a Minnesota-style abortion law here in Wisconsin. Democratic Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call filed a lawsuit last year challenging the state's 1849 abortion ban law that bans abortions in nearly every situation, which was unenforceable under Roe v. Wade and has been essentially reinstated since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned that 1973 decision. The lawsuit is likely to end up at the state Supreme Court if the majority of justices side with Democratic officials. The state abortion law under Roe that banned abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy would likely be back in effect. And as this article points out, Van Orden's comments reflect a shift in position. Yeah, full 180, a flip-flop. In May of 2020, as he was campaigning against then Democratic Rep. Ron Kind, Van Orden said he opposed any access to abortions, including for victims of rape and incest. Well, I'm glad you're evolving, Mr. Christian. You know, the rapist victim, the incest victim. They should have to carry that baby. That's God's will. But, you know, now God changed his will, Derek. I love how they all sell out their God-held faith and convictions when they start losing some elections. And he's on the ballot again next year. More from Van Orden. You can't heal that evil of rape by adding more on it and killing someone. A human being that can only be described as the most innocent amongst us is just compounding the evil of the rape, of the incest. Van Orden said in a separate interview, again on Whitey Righty Talk Radio out of Wausau, back in 2020, a completely different position. No exceptions for rape or incest. Now he wants a 16-week... And exceptions for rape and incest. And, you know, Wisconsin lawmakers, you need to be moderates like me. Not insurrectionists, moderates. Because I'm on the ballot again next year, and I love this new power I'm finding in the congressional majority. Chow, says Dom. And Bill Press, of course. And Steph, she's there as well. Looking lovely in the streets of Rome. It's evening time there. And the Godfather a political punditry, our friend Bill Press, hanging out and partying with my buddy Dominic Salvia. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll come back very, very soon. I expect you to come back with us. And my pal Rocker, he's going to preview Bomblastica. We'll take your phone calls as well. 844-96-PARTY. It's Friday. We always party on a Friday.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
the Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy overnight with lows around 57. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered storms, highs around 79. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 55. Overcast. About an inch of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I guess our pal Rocker must be, you know, celebrating an extended 420 break. Guess I'll have to go to the phones. And the more observant listeners, like Gene from Eau Claire, be like Gene. Listen to the show. Pay attention when it's your cue. 844-967-2789. Jeannie, welcome. Happy glorious Friday in the state of Wisconsin.
Happy glorious Friday to you, and thank you so much for bringing up this issue. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had no idea that the insurrectionists, I'm using the word puke face, because what a sleazy, slimy guy. You know, if that Kelly would have won, he would have been standing right there holding his ground as he did before. You know, if you can't stand for what you stand for, just get out. I hope he's voted out as soon as we get to vote again. Never voted for the guy. Unbelievable. He even got elected in our area. But pretty soon, hopefully, we'll be having you guys locally, and that will be the most wonderful thing that we can have in our area. So keep up the great work. And are you a speaker at something this coming week, Crute?
Well, I'm not officially speaking, except probably too much late at night in some bar in Las Vegas. I'm going to be at the NAB show, which is the National Association of Broadcasters. I don't know. I'm new to this whole NAB convention thing, but you know, now that Civic Media is kind of a big deal, I was told I should go and attend on behalf. And I'm sneaking my wife in my stowaway luggage.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Do they show that at all? Any parts of it so we can watch for you?
Well, there will be 100,000 people in attendance, Gene.
Wow.
So I don't think you'd see little old me. But if you do, I bet I'm wearing a Badger hat.
Okay, well, that's what I'll watch out for. If I get it, can you find it somewhere? I love watching those types of things live. Hey, thanks, Crute, for all you do. We're really lucky to have you. Thank you so much. And you have a great time and have some fun while you're there. Thank you, Crute.
Thank you, Gene. It is supposed to be a working trip, but I am going out on Saturday just so I can enjoy a day in Las Vegas. And I gotta give a little guilty confession. My wife is dragging me to a live concert in Las Vegas tomorrow night. Katy Perry. 844. It'll be like a firework, I hope. 844-967-2789. Our pal Rocker. Rocker, I'm a little embarrassed to say that in front of you, man. I'm going to a Katy Perry concert in Vegas tomorrow. I'm going to miss the Bomblastica, buddy. It's Bomblastica Eve, the big party.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna. I thought it was gonna be a surprise, like you were coming down to see us, and then Katy Perry. But hey, that's all right. I think you'll have a good time, Gritty.
Well, you're nearly as good as Katy Perry. I understand your band's playing. I've been looking you guys up. The Bombastica 2023, presented by Max Inc. Radio. That's you guys, Rocker. 27 yep. year anniversary party. 27, dude. That's a long time for partying, Rocker. That's like 192 in dog partying years.
It is. It's crazy. We started publishing Maximum Inc. Music Magazine in March of 1996, and I've always had some kind of anniversary party to celebrate that. And in 2000, the year 2000, we started this party called Bombastica, and it was a great name, and it was kind of an indoor music festival just before the summer kind of was pulling on. And I've just been kind of doing it ever since. So this time, and my band actually gets to play Iron Plow. I play drums for Iron Plow. And then we'll be followed by Carbellion, and they're on Eclipse Records, and they're really awesome from Milwaukee, great American hard rock. And they'll be followed by Milwaukee's Wizard Hammer. So a couple of Milwaukee bands coming out to the Wisco on Willie Street in Madison on April 15th. That's tomorrow night.
Iron Plow is no Katy Perry, but I bet you guys will rock out tomorrow night, man.
Oh, and we have a new song we're going to be premiering tomorrow night, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Now, where's the event at, Rocker? I'm sorry I cut you short.
It's at the Wisco on Williamson Street in Madison, and the Wisco's, you know, famous old hotel from the 1800s that's been a bar now for many years. It's been all redone on the inside, new kitchen, new flooring, so it's really going to be a lot of fun. And Jimmy, Terry, E-Dub, and I will be broadcasting live from the venue from
nice.
6 to 9 p.m.
Nice,
so
nice.
Come down, be a part of the show. It'll be a lot of fun.
So you're going to do a three-hour live Max Inc. Radio up to the Bombastica party, and then you got to go man the drums, yes. man, and rock out with the Iron Plow?
That's right, yeah. I'm pulling double duty tomorrow night. Yep, I'll sit down, play the drums, and then MC the rest of the night. It'll be a lot of fun.
Here's the difference between you and I, Rocker. You don't have to get up Sunday morning and go to a convention.
What's the convention, Chris?
National Association of Broadcasters. I'm only bragging about it because I've never been before, but everyone that's ever been, they're like, once you've been, you've been.
Hey, it's in Vegas.
It is in Vegas. That's have you ever played a venue in Vegas, Rocker? Have you ever played outside the state of Wisconsin, dude?
I played outside of the state of Wisconsin, yes, but not in Vegas. I played Bike Week in Florida. Daytona Beach.
That sounds like fun. Now, the event in Madison at the Wisco tomorrow night, the Bombastica, although I'm very concerned it started in 2000, but it's the 27th year anniversary. I know it's a little confusing to my brain. But anyways, Rocker, how much does it cost to go to the party at the Wisco tomorrow night?
It's just going to be $5 at the door.
That is awesome, man. Very nice. Affordable.
Nice and easy.
A lot cheaper than the Katy Perry tickets.
I'm sure that it is incredibly cheaper than Katy Perry.
I bet you're going to rock harder than I do tomorrow night, Rocker.
I am going to rock it out hard, Groody, man. It's going to be a good night of hard rock and some little metal later on. A lot of fun with Iron Plow, Carbellion, Wizard Hammer, and Jimmy, Terry, Rocker will be broadcasting 6 to 9 p.m. at the Wisco on Williamson Street, Willie Street.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Meet Ingrid. Fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've long
have more than 4 million miles in my trunk. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. Matchingdonors.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. And if there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You came across someone struggling with hunger. How would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy overnight with lows around 56. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Overcast. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows level off around 48. Cloudy skies. 3 to 5 inches of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 65.
And the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My mother was very familiar with her neighborhood, but one day she stopped at the stop sign and she wasn't even really sure where she was at.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Bomblastica Eve Friday edition. Thank you, Rocker, for previewing the 27th anniversary party, although the Bomblastica namesake apparently started in 2000. So my math says 23 years, but Rocker, you call it, you do you, fella. Tune in. Rocker and Jimmy Kay and Terry Barr and E-Dub, they're all going to be doing it on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night, partying live from the Wisco. And a little sad news, just a acknowledgement, the Brink Lounge in Madison to close after 17 years. They say they were fortunate to have hosted thousands of events. Yeah, go support local venues, local music. Consider going to the Wisco, and if you absolutely can't do it, listen, right here on, I almost said the old brand, WMDX, Mad Radio. That's what we are now. And by the way, Brewers, Terry, our news director, may have mentioned Brewers got a late start tonight on the West Coast, 8:40 against the Padres. And they won their first extra inning game last night, 4-3. So your first place Milwaukee Brewers are now 9-4 on the season. Very excited to be your Brewers flagship station in the Fox Valley, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM. Tune into the FM this evening for the Padres game, 98.3, and down in Richland Center as well, 1450 AM and 107.7 FM are Milwaukee Brewers stations. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a homer, kind of a big local sports fan. So, you know, I'm very excited to make those announcements on behalf of the network. And tune in next week. Those that like winning free Brewers tickets, and isn't that everybody? The price is right, free. Red Sox coming to town next weekend. We'll be giving away tickets later in the week when Dom and Crude are back. And I got a couple of fill-ins. Fine Devils filling in for me on Monday. We got Matt Flynn direct, a three-hour version. First his show and then 2 hours for the Devils. And then on Tuesday, I got my friend Batman, Matt Rothschild from the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a fine broadcaster in his own regard. So please enjoy the political stylings of those two fine Matts next week. And Dom and I will both be on the airwaves next Wednesday. We're back, you know, to get on with the 420 holiday next Thursday. We'd hate to miss that. So anyways, it's the Friday edition. We air grievances. Actually, one of my friends shared with me just moments ago, breaking news, and this is not new news to me, Bill, but I appreciate you sharing it with me. But let me share it with the audience. Justice Samuel Alito pauses the mifepristone restrictions as the Supreme Court weighs an appeal. Now, you sent me the USA Today version. I was about to report the Hill.com version. Here is how the Hill.com reports it. Nathaniel Wexel. The Supreme Court briefly paused a ruling from a federal court that would severely restrict access to the abortion pill mifepristone. The short order came from Justice Samuel Alito. Perhaps a little surprising that it's Alito, but it ain't much of a stay, folks. The short order came from Justice Samuel Alito on the court's emergency shadow docket, and will keep the status quo in place until at least midnight Wednesday. That's like 4 days from now. While the administration's emergency request for a stay is considered by the full court. After the Fifth U.S. Circuit of Appeals late Wednesday night essentially rolled back the clock to 2016 in imposing new limits on access to the medication abortion, the Justice Department and the manufacturer of the brand name version of the pill separately asked the court to temporarily allow full access to the drug, or to quickly schedule briefings and oral arguments to review the case before the court's term ends this summer. The appeals court on Wednesday ruled 2-1 that mifepristone may remain on the market as the federal government's appeal of the decision from Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of the Northern District of Texas moves forward. I talked about Kaczmarek earlier in the week. This was a huge overreach, not predicated in science or even legal standing. As they write it here at the Hill, last week, Kaczmarek suspended the Food and Drug Administration's 23-year-old approval of mifepristone. The appeals court put that part of his ruling on hold, but left in place another part of the ruling that blocked steps the FDA had taken since 2016 to ease access to mifepristone. Those changes include increasing the gestational age of when mifepristone can be used to stop up to 10 weeks of pregnancy, allowing the medication to be mailed to patients, allowing providers other than physicians to prescribe the drug, and approving a generic version. Without the Supreme Court's intervention, those changes would have taken effect at 1 a.m. on Saturday. And at the same time, a judge in Washington State in a separate lawsuit ordered the FDA to leave in place the current mifepristone prescribing and dispensing rules for 17 blue states and the District of Columbia. Judge Thomas Rice, said the FDA was prohibited from altering the status quo in those states, irrespective of what the Fifth Circuit Appeals Court said. Legal experts said the direct conflict between the rulings made it more likely that the Supreme Court would intervene. Here are a couple of the quotes. "We are pleased that the court took the only sensible action here, which was to hit pause on the profoundly dangerous decision that has been widely criticized as unprecedented and wholly unprincipled by experts across the ideological spectrum." That was a statement from the ACLU on Friday. Here's another statement. "Today's ruling is just the first step. Now the courts must put an end to this baseless case, which is part of an anti-abortion extremist plan to ban abortion nationwide. It threatens access not only to abortion and miscarriage care, but also to a wide swath of critical life-saving medications. No matter what happens next, we know this fight is far from over." I suspect it is far from over. Here in the state of Wisconsin, obviously, we are taking, or perhaps the electorate, more accurately, has taken a step towards, you know, overturning the 1849 abortion ban currently on the books. And it's going to take some time. And honestly, the oral arguments that are going to be heard by the court will precede Justice Protasiewicz joining the court in August. So understand, this will happen under the old majority regime. The review sought, the litigation filed by Josh Call, the attorney general, and by Tony Evers, the governor. So think about it for a minute. This will be sort of a lame duck ruling from the current Wisconsin Supreme Court. And the legal argument being made is that apparently the prior 1849 ruling has been so contradicted so many times by new laws here in the state of Wisconsin passed post-Roe v. Wade, it has effectively been invalidated. That's just a layman's explanation. I'm not a lawyer, so, you know, don't hold it against me. But this case will be heard under the old regime of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, meaning Patience Rogensack will hear this case, not Justice Janet Protasiewicz, the newly elected by a landslide choice of the people here in the state of Wisconsin April 4th. That could affect the outcome significantly. It was a 4-3 conservative court. It still is today. So, when you see, and we started the show today talking about Derek Van Orden, you know, I hold the whole insurrection thing against him, but I also hold the other, the extremist prior statements he has made on abortion, I do hold that against him as well. And the fact that he wanted no exceptions for rape or incest, but now he does. And I don't think it's evolvement on his part. I don't think it's a new maturity. I don't think he's, you know, suddenly seen the light. I think he's seen the light of the electoral math that's soon going to be a blue wave that's going to wash guys like Derek Van Orden out of the U.S. Congress. That is what they fear. So anyways, Bill Dunn, thanks for sharing. And I felt like it was necessary and proper to share with you, our fair audience. A little surprised it was Samuel Alito. But again, this is a very modest stay issued by the U.S. Supreme Court. Apparently, they may take up a more full hearing on this, but that's to be decided by the broader court. The Alito ruling basically just stayed the lower court, the Fifth Circuit Court, until next Wednesday. 844-967-2789. Want to turn back here to the takeaways, the lessons learned in the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. And I probably agree with Paul Fanlon. Paul Fanlon is the publisher over the Cap Times. I'd like to think we're becoming friends, Paul and I. Had a couple meetings. I like Paul. Paul wrote a column today, three wrong-headed analyses about the Protasiewicz election. And I had to turn instantly and read it and find out if Paul found my analysis wrong-headed. But I haven't agreed with some I have read, and I've actually disagreed. And I know that Paul Fanlon is, you know, taking a few of the same objections I have. And one of these issues we see a little differently. So I'm going to lead with Paul's work. This much is undeniable. Janet Protasiewicz's election in the Wisconsin Supreme Court marked a pivot point. On this, we certainly agree, Paul. Centrists and liberals can now hope to restore the state's historic reputation for fairness, compassion, innovation, and open-mindedness after 15 years of playing defense. For the past 5 years, Democratic Governor Tony Evers has been the bulwark against a gerrymandered Republican legislature and a compliant right-wing majority on the state's highest court. Evers has been a tireless and a good-natured warrior. Now a right-leaning high court will not be able to reflexively diminish his influence. That's the election's obvious and paramount takeaway. But before we move on, there are three narratives about Protasiewicz in the election that deserve to be called out as wrong-headed. And according to Paul Fadlin, not Crudy, although I'll call wrong-headed when I see it. First is the contention that electing judges by popular vote is by definition a very bad thing. And the most important characteristic of Wisconsin's just concluded race, not the ongoing deprivation of democracy, but the format. And Fadlin's in part referencing an article over at the Washington Post from the editorial board. Wisconsin Supreme Court shows the folly of electing judges. Here's what Paul says in response. No. What is folly is that for more than a decade, centrist and liberal Wisconsin voters have watched Republicans hold 2/3 majority in the legislature with the backing of half or fewer of the voters. A University of Wisconsin, Washington, political scientist who wrote a book on gerrymandering and other anti-democratic topics called Wisconsin, and here's the quote, the best example of democratic backsliding in a state since the 2000s. Yet that's not what most defended the post. The editorial called the race an unseemly spectacle that underscores why judgeship should never be on the ballot. The board's focus was on the national problem of electing judges in expensive races. This editorial board has argued for decades against the perverse practice of electing judges. Studying shows judges hand out longer sentences as elections approach because they don't want to be attacked as soft on crime, and they are more likely to rule in favor of their donors during election years. Well, Dan Kelly was always more likely to, you know, vote for his donors. A little bit more here. A jurist's job is to fairly apply the law, not to serve an ideology or the donors. Governors should appoint justices and legislatures should confirm them. That process ought to be transparent, consultative, and merit-based. As Paul writes, yes, appointment of judges certainly has worked well at the federal level, where anti-abortion zealots like the U.S. District Judge Matthew Kaczmarek of Texas, appointed by Donald Trump, can upend the legal delivery of abortion drugs nationwide, which recently happened. The pre-election Post editorial concluded, no matter who wins in Wisconsin on Tuesday, the rule of law will lose. Paul questions, seriously? Seriously? Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. Just me and Ebone today, but you could be a part as well. 844-967-2789. Got a few more thoughts from our pal and your grievances. You can air them right here. Or gratitude. It's permissible. It's Friday. It's gorgeous. And you're listening to the sexiest radio show ever.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather brought to you by Next Tech Glass. your hometown experts for auto, residential, and commercial glass repair and replacement. Please visit nextechglass.com. That's nextechglass.com.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies overnight with lows around 57. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 53. About an inch of snow Sunday night through Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 61 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the TGIF edition. Your call is always welcome here. They're toll free all across the great state of Wisconsin, all across the world. We've got people listening on the Civic Media app, True Patriots, and all across this nation, and many, many others. 844-967-2789. Your participation welcome here. I'm going to get back to a couple of the opinions of our friend Paul Fanlon. But real quick, I got a spy. I got little birds out there in this world, and someone just sent me some information. Do you know the birthplace of the Republican Party? Ripon, Wisconsin. Just up the road from us. In fact, the last time I wanted to stay in Green Bay and there happened to be a home Packer game that weekend, I ended up all the way down the road staying in Ripon, Wisconsin. And on that little trip to glorious Ripon, although I often like to eat Mexican food where I go, my wife, when I take her with, it's compromise food. We can always, what about Mexican, hon? Oh, okay. We can always agree on Mexican. Less impressed by the Mexican in Ripon, Wisconsin than most other Mexican joints. Be careful in Ripon if you have the Mexican. It's my only warning. But you don't have to go there to visit the birthplace of the Republican Party. It has been displaced. It is gone. That once mighty party no longer has a birthplace in Ripon, Wisconsin. Now, we saw a speech. Donald Trump came to Waukesha, Wisconsin, and I guess that was, you know, to cast shade on Rebecca Clayfish before the primary last summer. And one of the guys, one of the warm-up speakers for Donald Trump in Waukesha, said, you know, the Republican Party is dead, you know, the Trump way. And Trump killed it when he came down the golden escalator at Trump Tower back in 2015, or 16, I guess, technically, when he declared himself a presidential candidate. The old Republican Party is dead. Well, my buddy Tom up there in the valley sent me a photograph. They have literally taken the little white schoolhouse. It's gone. If you never visited Ripon, if you never saw the little white schoolhouse, you never will. And my understanding is the Republican Party and their infinite wisdom, although, you know, I'm only going by Tom's hearsay at this point, they're moving the birthplace of the Republican Party, the little white schoolhouse, to Madison, Wisconsin. It makes no sense at all. I mean, they hate this town.
I won't have it.
They hate this city. They bemoan my glorious hometown all the time, and they're bringing their little white schoolhouse down here.
Why would they do this?
That day I was up there photographing it, you know, kind of peeking in the windows and stuff. There was actually a cop sitting outside the little white schoolhouse. And at that time, I was still driving the devil radio wagon. I was wrapped like the devil, you know, so I can understand there might be a little suspicion there. The devil might burn down the little white schoolhouse. Well, too late. I missed my chance. 844-967-2789. If you never saw that little white schoolhouse, don't worry. The Republican Party, it's dead. And the little white schoolhouse apparently has come to liberal Madison. Back to liberal publisher of the Cap Times, Paul Fanlon. Paul basically said, you know, when the Washington Post besmirches the Wisconsin Supreme Court race because it's a race and no judicial candidate should ever be on the ballot, he says, you know what? We've lost our democracy. This judicial race effectively put it back on the ballot. As he writes, restoring fair election boundaries would seem like an outcome the nation's founders would have approved. The second theme, now this is his second, you know, assessment of those that got the Protasiewicz race wrong. The second theme worthy of attention is reflected in the hand-wringing of the Wall Street Journal's opinion writers. It is the notion that Protasiewicz somehow invented putting politics into court races. Judge Protasiewicz dispensed with most legal niceties and ran a nakedly political campaign, almost like a candidate for governor, the Wall Street Journal scolded. She called Wisconsin's legislative electoral maps rigged, and former Governor Scott Walker's 2011 Act 10 limits on union collective bargaining unconstitutional. She refused to say if she'd recuse herself in those cases, if those cases came before the court. Now, Fan then writes, the Journal did criticize the Republican legislature for failing to change the 1849 law banning abortion in nearly all cases in Wisconsin after the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade last year. They had ample warning from results last year in Michigan and Kentucky, where abortion drove Democratic turnout, the Journal wrote. Paul Gigot, the Wall Street Journal's editorial page editor, lamented in a video segment that the result of the Wisconsin race was not going to help confidence in the American judiciary, that's for sure. Paul Fanlon writes, seriously? This race, just because right-wingers didn't like the outcome, question mark? Pretending that Protasiewicz was more political than opponent Dan Kelly is crazy. Kelly, who Walker appointed to the high court, was defeated for re-election in 2020 by Justice Jill Karofsky and now by Protasiewicz. Karofsky described Kelly's positions in an interview with the Journal Sentinel. He was put on the court by Scott Walker to carry the weight of right-wing special interests, and he did not spill a drop of that water. No, he carried that water quite well. The third and most ludicrous, according to Paul Fanlon, among the false narratives about the Supreme Court campaign is the far-right rationalization of why so many young people oppose them and their candidate, including the wanker. Scott Walker, the former governor, GOP governor, said massive support for Protasiewicz on the Wisconsin campuses was not because his party is out of step with young people on reproductive rights, climate change, and democracy generally. No, it's because young people were supposedly brainwashed. Younger people are the issue, Walker tweeted after the election. It comes from years of radical indoctrination on campus, in school. You know, he's got such a flat monotone. I never liked that guy. On campus, in school, with social media, and throughout culture. We have to counter it or conservatives will never win battleground states again. No, you're not going to, Walker. Walker, who heads a right-wing foundation that promotes political involvement by young people, told a Fox News interviewer, I can't blame a lot on this generation. The host suggested public school unions bear much blame for why young people vote the wrong way. Wanker agreed. Because all they've heard are radical ideas and climate change and defunding the police on abortion and all these sorts of other issues. And so they never heard the opposing viewpoint. You could see why they've gone so lockstep in that regard. Fanlon writes, and we're getting near the end here, folks. As Walker spoke on Fox, a Wall Street Journal headline across the bottom of the screen said the Protasiewicz victory was a 5-alarm warning for Republicans. And Fanlon concludes, finally, something we agree on. Finally. Folks, we are the Devils Advocates. It's a glorious Friday.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces, just by giving her a bear hug.
She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond.